My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers.
In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, we think Davin's scammer Belinda is onto us. Is she? Listen and find out.
You said you... She goes, okay, you said you had seen some breasts you were not supposed to see the other time. How did that happen?
Yeah, really.
I was walking on the beach and some woman was sunbathing with her boobs out. Not a good set of boobs. I talked about that on the show.
Yeah.
She goes, hello, really? I go, yep, I saw better ones yesterday. She goes,
we're looking up.
She goes, Mr. Boobsman, how was the better ones you saw like?
Mr. Boobsman.
Mr. Boobsman, tell me some boobs. Boobs, come and me want to motorboat.
Mr. Boobsman, da 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 da.
8 cup, B cup, C cup, D.
Daylight, come and we want to motorboat.
I go, younger, firmer. She goes, I see. I go, I did not know you had such an interest in boobs. She goes, just want to know what you saw, LOL. I go, there are other boobs I would much rather see. She goes, whose boobs is that? With a smiley face.
Uh-huh.
I go, there's a hot 85-year-old woman in the next villa.
She's got a boobs in a wheelbarrow.
I go,
oh, gross.
I go, A cups with huge nipples. I think, yum.
Wow.
She goes, wow, that's weird. An 85-year-old with strong boobs. they're doing curls.
They get the attention they deserve.
I go, it's Paradise Island. It's a wondrous place. LOL. I go, there are one pair of boobs I would not mind seeing. She goes, whose boobs are those? Yours. I go, I see then some. Someone has to fly across the globe to see the boob he wants this time around.
To see the globes he wants to see.
You could, yeah, well, she ain't you. The thing about boobs is they can be seen anywhere, as the internet is a great thing. They can only be touched in person. She goes, LOL, that's true. I go, okay. So I expect the email with the boobs shortly, since I am right.
Oh, yeah.
look at me. Oh, yeah. Post that on the website.
Send the pictures.
She goes, let's see what happens. Not sure if I can do that. Never done it before. Feels kind of weird.
Send the boobogram.
She goes, tell me about your radio show. For a split second, I'm like,
what?
Because I thought, oh, shit.
Yeah.
She's on to us.
Yeah.
But then I remember I told her, I had to do morning radio.
Oh.
So I didn't know what she was talking about, but I had to unhand my cock as my heart went into my throat.
You're holding your chest.
That's the other way around.
Why does my cock taste like bamboo and panda spit?
Wow.
Yeah, I really got nervous. Ruh-roh, but I calmed myself down. All right, let's try to play this. What are we going to do here? I go, I guess I will have to settle for subpar boobs. What do you want to know? She goes, we'll see them one day when we are together. I go, okay, promise. She goes, yeah. What kind of things do you do on your radio? I'll talk about you. No. I go, do you mean the show I was on yesterday? Yeah. Do you host it or do something else?
Oh, holy shit, thank God. What was that? I said, I think I left my phone in the yard.
I go, yesterday I was on the Comedy Club host show. He has the number one morning drive show in the Bahamas, so he asked me to come all out and be funny on the radio. It's pretty common for comedians to do local radio.
Morning
to promote
drive
the show.
In the Bahamas at 20, 20 feet?
Maybe using it as a credit.
They're little boots.
You just did.
Not to her. To her. Yeah. She goes, how'd it go? I go, he was happy. I think I'm supposed to be on it next Friday as well. But I was really scared at that moment, like, the jig is up.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Oh, yeah, I really would have had my heart in my throat, too.
After all, we just had.
I know.
Do you like that I go on radio? She goes, yeah, I do. Sometimes listen to radio here. I enjoy it. I know I would enjoy yours, too.
You most certainly would. Venus, you're the star.
You're the star.
I go, maybe. You might not think I am very funny. She goes, why do you say that? I go, just never know.
Yeah.
I go, have you spoken to Mabel? She goes, nope, not in a while. But can you talk to her? I can talk to her if you want me to. Don't have to. I just didn't know if she and Richard were still together. Don't think I ever told Richard the truth. Now, I fucked up here. Because Mabel's her other friend.
Yeah.
Richard, Joe Curry, dated Mavis. I fucked up here.
Oh, whoopsie.
I fucked up. Let's see what happens.
Okay.
Okay, but let them flow. I think they like each other. She don't give a shit either.
She doesn't even know the names.
No. Because I still have not told Richard
right.
that Agnes became Belinda and came clean.
True.
And, you know, that's the whole reason why Richard got set up with Mavis.
Right.
Because I was using Agnes's word, that they're close friends, they grew up in England together. And
yeah.
And we go.
And now you just said Mabel and she didn't even catch it. Wow.
No. And remember at one point, several months ago, I was suicidal over her fuck up on this.
Yeah,
I almost blew my brains out.
Yeah.
Fortunately, it was just the TV. And I purchased another one without telling the wife.
Go for it, Elvis.
At some point, I will have to tell Richard, though. It's only fair. He has all the information. She goes, okay, if you say so. Hopefully, it'll not matter, but it's the right thing to do. I go, we got to take down Agnes. More and more people are getting scammed with Julie Love pictures. Might as well not be part of the problem. She goes, we'll do that very soon. Just haven't had time to go to the cafe.
Then where is she now?
She's on talking on her cell phone.
Oh.
That's how we talk mostly, on her cell phone. Internet on the cell phone.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
I go, do you ever wonder what might have happened if you approached me as Belinda instead of Agnes? She goes, I do. I go, do you regret contacting me as Agnes? She goes, I do. I wish I started as Belinda. I go, how come? What do you think would have happened? She goes, I think we would have been much closer if I started with Belinda, maybe even together right now. I go, yeah, things would definitely be different. Somebody at the door, hold on. I don't remember if there was. I might have just had to pee.
Yeah, there was a manta rat banging on the door. Hey, hold it down in there. Yeah.
So I come back. She's like, oh, who's at the door? I go, 85-year-old woman. She wanted to show me her boobs. She laughs. I go, she threw in a blowjob, too. Everybody's so friendly here.
She gave your cock the attention it deserved.
Yes. Yes. My eloquent cock. Elegant cock.
My cock smells of sweat and effervescent.
Wow. Totally unsexy times with Joe.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.